Welcome back to Miss Mo's Talk Shop. I know y'all was like, is she ever gonna post another one? Is she gonna publish another one? So this is what's been going on. I did actually do another one. I did not publish it because I did not like how I sounded in it. It sounded very rushed, and I noticed a couple of things that I did not like about it. So I've taken a little bit of time to get some things together. I didn't want it to be like that. So this is why I have not published one in quite a while. But I'm back. I'm more aware of some things that I noticed in the one that I did not publish. And I am now doing one this morning. I'm actually trying it out in my car. I am not driving at the moment, to see how I like this one. So hopefully this one does get published or released or whatever. Anyway, welcome back. Thank you again for even taking the time out to want to listen to me. Like I said, it still blows my mind that people want to listen. People just simply talking, and that's okay. I appreciate it. Far, near, friends, family, whomever, just thank you for taking the time out to even want to listen to me. Anyway, this one in particular is just going to be just briefly about taking the time to celebrate yourself and knowing that it's okay. A lot of times we have a lot of stuff going on in life, and life is still kind of beating us up here and there with different situations and things. But you have to understand, you have to take the time out to celebrate yourself. Yes, people can celebrate you, and that's okay too. And some people won't celebrate you, and that is quite fine. But you have to know that you have to celebrate yourself. Do it, that you're doing it for you. You're showing up for you. You're doing and making a better version of yourself every day. You go to work, if you're working out, simply being that mother, that father, that whatever title or whatever cap or hat that you have to put on at that time frame, you still have to take time out to make sure that you are celebrated, and you should be celebrated. This month is May, of course, and I take off for the month of May simply because I feel like that's what I like to do. That is my thing. It's my birthday. May 20th, I had to put that out there. So I take off for the month. I don't like working on my birthday. A lot of people feel like, or think, or even might ask me, why do you feel like, you know, birthdays are just another day? No, they're not. It's my day. That's the day I was born. I was brought into this world. So I feel like birthdays should be just like a holiday. Some holidays I don't even feel like should be here, because I'm just like, what's the point? But birthdays, most definitely. Because every day anyway is already a blessing. And so to actually make it to your birthday, to celebrate the day that you're born, it should be something special. I get it as we get older, you know, like, oh yeah, it's just, you know, something. No, and it shouldn't matter. At the age of 2, all the way to 72. You know, because you made it. So I do take off. I do take off, and I make sure I celebrate myself, because I've learned that man does not always do it, and that's okay. I'm learning that it's okay, and I don't have to have men to celebrate me or people to celebrate me, because I'm going to do it for myself. That's for doggone sure, because I know it's me versus me at the end of the day. So as long as you keep that mentality, or that understanding that you should or deserve to celebrate yourself, please do. Come up with your thing when it comes, not even for your birthday. Just come up with the thing that you should do for yourself to celebrate yourself. I've been reading some self-help books that help me understand a little bit better when it comes to people and myself. And I've learned that we are our own worst critics, and we will hold ourselves back from many things simply because of what we feel or think that other people should think and feel about us, when at the end of the day, it does not matter. Some people might even call that selfish, and that's okay. You should be selfish to yourself. You know what you have to do for you. So, yeah, why not? So, take those moments, take those time out, and give yourself a round of applause, because you deserve it. If it's the me time moment, it's the solo vacation, the solo dates, it's the whatever. Whatever it is that makes you smile and makes you feel proud of who you are and how you're handling life, do it. Show up. Show out. If it's a photo shoot, if it's going out to the bar simply by yourself and ordering the most expensive drink, now I'm not saying to go do it, but if that's what you want to do to give yourself, to make yourself feel good, then do it. If anything, continue to remember to keep your mental together, or at least try. And if you feel like you might be feeling in an area, it's okay to ask for help or even seek help, because you need those things to continue to keep you going and focused. So yeah, that's all I really had. I might not sound like myself. I am dealing with an ear infection, which is crazy because I don't get sick. So clearly I got to do like a bit of a reset. It's crazy I have to do it in my time off, but that's okay. It has definitely opened my eyes to say, hey, I gotta tighten up, because I've been chilling a little bit too hard. Because I don't get sick. I have been vegetarian or pescatarian at least for the least 4 or 5 years, and I have not got sick. The last time I really got sick is when I added seed food back into my diet or into my lifestyle, and I got sick. I have dealt with COVID. COVID for me was only 1 day, actually 2 days, and that was it. And then I did have to end up getting the shot due to my job, and that was only 1 day also. So I don't get sick. So for me to have a whole ear infection, I know my body's telling me something. So I'm going to do a slight reset later on in these other podcasts to come. I will talk more in depth about a little bit more about myself and how I do live my life and what my life is about. You know, that might be a little bit interesting for some people. Hell, I find it interesting, and that's okay. Well, let's see. I'm looking at the time, and I'm actually making pretty good time. So I just want to thank you again for taking the time out to even want to listen to me. At the end of this one, if anything, celebrate yourself. Give yourself a round of applause, because you deserve it. And thank you for coming back again to Miss Mo's Talk Shop. I will have guests coming or not coming on some of my podcasts coming into the future. So, as you know, hopefully you look forward to that. I do. And try not to do interview style. So, just simply having a conversation about life and their lives and just different perspectives when it comes to that. So, sounds like I'm rambling, so I'm going to go ahead and cut this off. Thank you again. Welcome back again to Miss Mo's Talk Shop. I still got to find that catchphrase, so, you know, I'm still waiting on that, y'all. Somebody, please, anybody. Anyway, until next time.